Gretchen Rossi. Gretchen, Sid, Bernie, how are you?
Good morning, you guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
You're welcome. It's good to have you on. I know these days you're a wellness influencer, a mompreneur, former reality star, and decided to walk away from the housewives to really be with your child. And you've got a story that ended up great. Thank God for that. A lot of them don't. Tell us what happened to your daughter and why, in fact, you turned to life back.
So it was Skylar's first birthday party, and we had a mermaid-themed birthday party, and we had a lot of, like, sequins as part of the decor. And one of the, like, quarter-sized sequin pieces, I guess, had fallen off one of the tablecloths, and Skylar had gotten a hold of it and put it in her mouth. And, you know, at a party, at events, you know, you're busy, you're running around, you're doing stuff, you're taking pictures, and obviously you have your eye on your child, but you might not see something as quick or as small as a piece of sequins going in your child's mouth. And she was sitting on the edge of the pool taking pictures with our little mermaid characters that we had hired. And I saw the reflection of the sun, which she like had opened her mouth, and I saw the reflection of the sun on the piece of sequins in her mouth. And I completely freaked out. And I was standing next to the photographer trying to get her attention, and I went running to go get her. I had this long skirt on. I tripped and fell. I scraped up my knee. I jump in the pool, and I finally get to her, and I start sticking my finger in her mouth trying to get out this, you know, piece of sequins that I saw. And everyone's like, what are you doing? Why are you freaking out? And I'm like, there's something in her mouth. There's something in her mouth. And everyone's like, there's nothing in her mouth. She's fine. I'm like, no, there's something in her mouth. I know I saw it. And so I kept sweeping my finger in her mouth. And finally I went like up back towards the back of like where her molars are. And I found it and I got it out of her mouth. And I was just shaking and crying. And it just, you know, put kind of a damper on that day because it was extremely scary because the thought of had that really, you know, thin piece of sequins gone down and got stuck in her esophagus. There's no way I would have been able to get that out. So that was the day that, you know, just really shook me to my core. And I ended up going on social media and just, you know, finding anything and everything about choking and what you can do and how you can prevent it and how, you know, just anything and everything. And in my research, I came across LifeVac. And I, you know, it was like an ad on Facebook or something like that. And it just really pulled at my heartstrings. I saw these two moms talking about the fact that they lost their children to choking, and I was devastated over it. And I just immediately got one of the LifeVacs. I actually ended up reaching out to the company, and I said, what can we do to get these, you know, devices in people's hands? I'm an influencer. I really want to use my voice and my platform. And that's how that all came about.
Wow, that is an incredible story. Gretchen Rossi, I'm so glad you saved your daughter's life and you found LifeVac to help people save other kids' lives. Of Gretchen Rossi, former Real Housewife of Orange County. Gretchen, you recently began working with LifeVac, focusing on people with disabilities. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, as I got more involved with the company and LifeVac and the owner, Arthur, and everyone that works there, which they're all just such incredible people, and they have such a heart for really helping people, they started to educate me on the fact that, you know, people that are in a wheelchair, they might not even have a chance at rescue due to their predicament of being in a wheelchair and due to the fact that nowadays the size and the capacity of these wheelchairs, you know, some people can't even reach around and do the current choking protocols, you know, like the Heimlich maneuver or something like that, just due to the size and the capacity of these chairs. And it just started to make me realize how sad it is that, you know, people that are handicapped like that that there's nothing that could even save them besides something like a LifeVac.
Right.
And so when I started to think about that, I thought that's really unfair. And I really wanted, again, to use my voice and my platform and really, you know, reach out to our leaders and really start making them aware of the fact that, you know, in a way, it's almost like we're discriminating against people that are in this predicament. I mean, if you look at any of the choking, you know, posters or anything out there, there's nothing that says anything about somebody that could be in, you know, a situation like in a wheelchair. And so it just really makes you realize that. And beyond even that, you know, I want these devices to be in every school. I want it to be in every restaurant. I want it to be in every home.
Yep.
I want it to be on airplanes. I want it to be where anybody and everybody could be, that could possibly have a choking emergency, that might not have access to, you know, get to a professional to help them. For instance, I don't know if you know this, but 50 to 70% of the time when somebody applies, like a professional is applying a current choking protocol, it doesn't work.
Nope.
And that's really scary to think about that an actual professional even, you know, doing a current choking protocol, it might not even work. So when you have a life hack, that ups your chances to 99%. And that's just a huge difference to me. And that's the difference between life or death. And you know, 5,000 people a year die from choking. And every 5 days, that's a child. And that's what just breaks my heart, is the thought of somebody losing a child to accidental choking. I mean, it just breaks my heart when I think of those statistics.
Go to lifeback.net, put in the promo code WABC, get 10% off this life-saving product. The funniest part about this product, Gretch, and I just cut videos.
You know
with, yeah, I'd call you Gretch, as if I'd known you for 50 years.
I love it.
I just cut videos with Arthur last week, and it's like this little, light, easy to use. Like you would think, we're talking about saving somebody's life. This is like this big. It's nothing. It's this little thing, and it's light, and it's easy to use, and it saves lives, like you said, most of the time.
You know what? It saved hundreds of lives already. And, you know, I posted a video on my social media. It was so, I mean, it's just tear jerking, honestly, when you watch it. It went viral. There's been over, you know, 7 or 8 million hits now, I think, on this video. But it was a home video that captured this mom literally saving her little baby from choking because of this life hack. And you watch the panic and you watch the whole thing play out. And she pulls her baby out of the high chair, and nothing is working. She's trying all the current choking protocols. Nothing is working. Finally, she goes to her coffee table, and there's a drawer, and she opens up. The life pack is in there. She pulls it out. She puts her baby down on the couch and applies it. And it, like you said, it's so easy to use. It's literally place, push, pull. And it dislodges what is in her baby's throat, and she picks the baby up, and she's, like, holding him and crying. And if you think about this, Sid, could have been a video of her child dying.
That's
instead
right.
of a video right. of yep. saving her child's life.
Yep.
And it's stuff like that that you just go, wow, you know, this truly works. It's truly incredible. And yes, we always encourage people to do the current choking protocols, but why not have a backup plan? Why not have this emergency, you know, device in your hands just in case something like what just happened to that woman happens?
I mean, it's all the common sense in the world. Gretchen Rossi, former Real Housewife of Orange County. Her Twitter handle is at Gretchen Rossi, Instagram at Gretchen Rossi, of course, on Facebook as well. You can probably check out that video she talked about at one of those sites. But, Gretchen, I have to ask you this. You're calling us from California. Are you ready to put a mask back on and lock down again?
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm not ready for any of that. I'm so frustrated about all that. The only mask I want to put on is a life vest, you know, to save my life. To do all this crud again. But, you know, the other thing I want to tell you, Sid, is I have even a better deal for you guys this morning. If you guys put in Gretchen 25, you guys are going to get 25% off.
Wow.
So I'm going to up you. Yeah, I'm going to up you with your percentage off.
Now you got me going. Now I have to call Arthur and do something for 50% off tomorrow. How about that?
Right?
I ain't losing this battle. Hey, you know, before I let you go, I'm sure you heard the introduction that we do watch the Bravo channel. I do, Sid, specifically a lot, way more than I should, to be honest. But you're off the show for the most part for 8 years. I used to watch yours quite a bit, Vicky, Tamra, the whole crew. Do you still watch it? Are you going to be here in October for Bravo? Connor, the Jacob Javits?
Oh, you're so funny. No, I don't still watch it. I actually canceled my cable a few years ago, and I don't watch it. But I'm kind of bummed because I've been excited about watching Beverly Hills this season, and yeah. I'm not able to watch it because I don't have the cable.
Let me tell you something. It sucks. It's Erica Jayne bitching about her divorce and some really lame story about the new Asian girl and Sutton, who's really boring. It's a brutal season. Trust me.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it
sucks.
Bummer. I thought it would be a good season.
I got to tell you, the whole franchise is falling apart. I mean, thank God for New Jersey. And to a certain extent, I'm being serious, because the rest of it, New York is a mess. Atlanta's about to go away. Potomac, I mean, it's the whole franchise has really taken a dive. Thank God for New Jersey. That's my opinion.
I know. I've been hearing this. I've been hearing they're really struggling. I just saw something about New York's ratings was just like really down in the dumps, which I'm surprised about, because I thought New York was one of everyone's like favorites. So I don't.
Well, they've got a new character who used to work with me and Bernard. Her name is Ebony Williams. She's African-American, and she spends an hour every single week trying to explain black history to Luann and Ramona and the rest of these ladies. And, and she calls them racist and white supremacists and all that stuff, and it ain't working.
No. People are tired of that. But anyway, Gretchen.
Yeah, you know.
It's a mess.
We don't want to drag you into all that. Listen, you're a representative for LifeVac, which is life-saving. Yes. Gretchen Rossi, congratulations on all the work you do. Thanks for all the work you do on behalf of LifeVac. And thanks for appearing on the Bernie and Sid Show.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great day. And don't forget to use code Gretchen25.
Code Gretchen25. Get 25% off your LifeVac device today. Great job, Gretchen. Thank you so much.